Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Making headlines in China this week. Quite a lot going on over there.
Yeah, we start off with China making a Taiwanese detainee go on national television to admit his wrongdoings. But the question we're looking at is, what's the rationale for China doing so? Is it to instill fear, perhaps?
And in a rather interesting turn of events, China has come out and said that they're supporting Jakarta's efforts to become the center for vaccine production in Southeast Asia. So is this part of China's effort to be friendly in this region?
And Chinese President Xi Jinping is expected to pay Shenzhen a visit sometime this week. What can we expect from President Xi on this visit? Let's get some analysis of these headlines with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Don, good morning. Thanks for taking the time. Let's start off with that one about that Taiwanese man that was detained in China, been accused of endangering national security. Well, he appeared on Chinese television on Sunday evening, admitting to illegally filming military exercises in a city bordering Hong Kong during protests there last year.
Yeah, relatives of Li Mengqiu had said he went missing after crossing from Hong Kong into Shenzhen on August the 19th, 2019. What was the rationale for China to make Mengqiu go on television to admit his wrongdoings? And how will him confessing on television paint a perhaps or make China look better?
Hi, good morning. China routinely makes people go on television to confess and apologize. It's part of its playbook. And in this case, it had this Taiwanese businessman appear on state TV to admit that he had recorded videos of Chinese military participating in drills in Shenzhen in preparation of intervening in Hong Kong's protests last year. Mr. Li then shared some videos on the internet and was later arrested by Chinese state security. The Chinese authorities had been convinced that some Taiwanese pro-independence forces had supported the protesters in Hong Kong. And Mr. Li's arrest also comes amid rising political tensions between China and Taiwan and Chinese threats of invasion of Taiwan. As Chinese state media showed Mr. Li's public confession on TV, the Chinese military also released footage showing a large-scale military exercise that simulated an invasion, all done to signal to Taiwan to fall in line.
Well, according to Indonesia Coordinating Minister Dawn for Maritime Affairs and Investments, Luhut Panjaitan, after his meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, China is supporting Jakarta's efforts to become the center for vaccine production in Southeast Asia.
So, Dawn, how will Jakarta becoming the center for vaccine production in this region be of an advantage to China? I mean, will we see China giving, say, a helping hand to Jakarta in their efforts?
China says it's helping Indonesia with researching and producing vaccines that will be distributed around the world and has told ASEAN nations that they will be among the first to get vaccines developed in China once they become available. It is seen as China's diplomatic strategy to win friends, especially those in the region. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is making a Southeast Asia tour now of Cambodia, Malaysia, Laos, Thailand and Singapore, and China on Friday also said it was participating in the vaccine distribution program by the World Health Organization called COVAX, which will provide vaccines for free to poor countries. One of its companies, Sinovac Biotech, is in the final phase of human trials, so a vaccine could become available soon. Residents of Indonesia's Bandung, the capital of West Java province, are taking part in these trials. Indonesia, which has a population of 270 million people, is eager to get its hands on a vaccine as it has been hit pretty hard by the virus. And China, which is in a race to get a vaccine out, also needs these candidates to test it out.
Speaking with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Don, final question for you. As reported by the Post, Chinese President Xi Jinping is expected to visit Shenzhen sometime this week to oversee the 40th anniversary celebrations of the establishment of the Special Economic Zone. That's where he is expected to stress the nation's commitment to reform and opening up.
And the visit comes just ahead of the momentous fifth plenum. So what can we expect from President Xi on his visit? And is there a motive, Dawn, for him to travel out to Shenzhen during this period of time, especially with COVID-19 still lingering around?
President Xi will be making a speech on Wednesday as part of the celebrations, in which he will likely talk about the economic integration of the Greater Bay Area, which encompasses Guangdong Province, of which Shenzhen is a part of, as well as Hong Kong and Macau. As the country recovers from the pandemic, China is banking on this region to be a major economic driver, especially in high-tech industries, and the development of the Greater Bay Area could factor into China's next five-year plan, which will be endorsed at the fifth plenum. So President Xi's visit is significant, as Shenzhen is earmarked for big things, as China eyes it as a global city and front-runner in tech and finance.
We've been speaking with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Don, thanks for your time. Take care and stay safe.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.